For many years as a priest, celebrating this holy day of obligation, All Saints Day, has been a little bit disconnected for me. There are other feast days that I have thought and wondered why they weren't holy days of obligation. For example, and probably most importantly, the feast of the Annunciation of our Lord, when Jesus actually became incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Mother, is not a holy day, but All Saints Day is. And I've always sort of, I mean, I don't doubt the wisdom of the church, but I just had a hard time like personally connecting with it. But this year's been a little different. As many of you know, I recently celebrated the funeral of my second grandmother, who died in just a few months. And my grandma Vera was one of the kindest and most loving people that I've ever known in my whole life. And celebrating her funeral mass was a joy and a comfort, but it was also hard because she was this most amazing person. And thinking about my grandma and her death, and thinking about this feast day has sort of changed my understanding of this feast day. I don't know if grandma's in heaven yet. Maybe she's still in purgatory, but I have no doubt that a woman is self-sacrificing and loving and generous and so focused on her prayer life, I have no doubt that someday she'll be in heaven. And someday, this will be her feast day, if it isn't already. And as I was thinking about All Saints Day and thinking about my grandma, in the last few years of her life, her dementia got pretty bad, and she began to forget a lot of things. And the worse it got, the more she forgot. She even forgot the name of her favorite grandchild, which is me. She knew up until just a few months before her death that I was a priest, but she kind of struggled with remembering what all that meant, because she would say to me, "You're so cute, I don't understand why you're not married." "Grandma, I'm a priest." "Oh, I know that. Pope Francis hasn't changed that yet, Grandma." Even though she forgot so much, the one thing that she never forgot was how to pray. And in fact, in the last couple of months of her life, that's the only thing she remembered. Every evening as my mother would get her ready for bed and get her settled in, my mom would start with the sign of the cross, and Grandma immediately would raise her arthritic hand up to her forehead and trace the sign of the cross over herself. And then as Mom prompted her in the prayers, she remembered them. It's the only thing she remembered till the end, even the night before she died. And today, celebrating All Saints Day gives me joy to know that someday it'll be her feast day. It also gives me joy to know that someday her husband, my grandpa Jim, will be reunited with her. My grandma, who shared her faith with him and led to his conversion shortly after they were married. And the two of them together imparting the faith to my mom and all of her brothers and sisters, raising six children in the faith and passing that on to us, her grandchildren. This is a feast day of the saints that we have known in our lives, the loved ones that we have lost, the loved ones that have dedicated themselves to Christ, who are united with him now in heaven and with each other. But you know, there's one more thing about this feast day that's really important. That someday, this can be our feast day too. That you and I are called to be saints, called to spend our lives for Christ, to know him intimately in prayer, to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus, to place him as the center of our life so that we can spend eternity with him. Today we celebrate a feast day of those who have died, who have loved Jesus more than anything else. And they're people that we love and know. and it's a feast day, celebrating the lives of those who have loved us and given us the faith. And someday, God willing, may it be our feast day too.